Hey guys, Rebecca Perez here, coming to you live from Montreal, Quebec. I'm actually going back to Shanghai next week, so this is the first time in a long time that I've had a little moment to myself to think. I thought it'd be a perfect time to start my podcast, because as you know, I'm all about execution, so even when I'm just thinking, it has to turn into creation. Side note, I just had the creation from Bustan. I don't know why I had to mention that, but anyways. So, today's podcast is basically an introduction to my podcast channel. My name is Rebecca Perez. I'm 26 years old, and I have launched my own media company 3 years ago. Now it is international. We're in the US and we are in China. And I guess when you're creating something, especially as an entrepreneur, you don't realize all the milestones that you accomplish until you remember where you were when you started. Take a step back sometimes and just breathe and enjoy the process. Enjoy the ride. Which is hard to do because when to a certain point, when you demand a lot from yourself and you know your own abilities, there's almost no room for excuses. And sometimes the excuse is, I have to accomplish all this by this certain time or else. And that's a very scary or else, because it can definitely put you in a place where you're never satisfied or you're always chasing for more. And now I've interviewed over 300 people from all walks of life. Doctors to lawyers to accountants to real estate moguls to billionaires, self-made authors, self-made fashion designers, artists, you name it. Something that each creative or artistic person has a problem with. Once you tap into your passion and something that you love, it's hard to turn it off. So this will be my turning off. Is talking to you about everything and anything that I feel like talking about. If you know me quite well, or if you've done business with me, then you know I'm somebody that really does things because I feel like doing it. So usually it comes from an emotion. If I get excited about a project, that's when I want to jump in. If I'm in the mood to get on a call, that's when I'll call somebody. I don't like to schedule things, which is actually pretty bad in business because people get mad at you. Sorry, guys. But that's just the way that I am. And I've learned that it's a weakness as much as it's a strength. So yeah, so this will not have a particular point. I just want to share knowledge. I want to share my experiences. I want to get more personal and vulnerable, because sometimes when you look at a picture or when you come to an event or when you read my magazine, you see a finished product, and it's a lot of it is obviously face-tuned and auto-tuned and edited and photoshopped. This will be the one thing that is not photoshopped. And that's not scripted. Maybe that's going to be the podcast title, Unscripted. I like it. Okay, that's it, yeah. And that's kind of where I want to go with it. I know that what I've accomplished to date looks like a lot to some people. A lot of people have questions on how I did it. And I'm going to dive into that in the following episodes, so stay tuned. But this one is really about, I think, the one thing, and if anything, you can take as an advice from my own personal experience in business and in my personal life. It's the importance of building your confidence. And to a lot of people, that sounds artificial or maybe physical, right? Like if you think confidence, you think you have to look a certain way or you have to act a certain way and put on your best face and have the best car, and that's the confidence. But confidence stems from, if they strip you of all those material assets and if you're completely naked, quote unquote, and you're still you, I think that's true confidence. Is in a world where people are constantly trying to put you in a box or say that, you know, you are like this or that, and they're trying to identify you by, in a sense, stripping you from your identity, you can never truly remain authentic, right? Because your ideas are not really your ideas, and it's all based on other people's opinions and judgments of you and where you came from and, you know, your family tree and who you grew up with and your friends. So there's so many exterior influences. And so a lot of people have a hard time figuring out who they are or why they should do something because there's so much noise around them and they never sit in silence with themselves. Like knowing yourself and knowing what you actually love and being honest with yourself about what that looks like is confidence. And then when someone tells you, let's go right, and you say, no, I mean, you can go right, but I want to stay here. I want to stay on my path, or I want to go left. And truly just saying that without having to give yourself an excuse of why you want to do that and really just sitting with it, that to me is everything. It's everything that I've been fighting for, at least for years. I think because I have so many identities and people have always been trying to put me in a certain box of where I fit. And then I found Goss, and to me, Goss is where I fit. Like that to me is my home and my club and my identities. I was like, no, I didn't find any other place like that. And I'll give you a bit of context here. I grew up with a Moroccan Jewish father and a Romanian Orthodox mother. So technically, it didn't give me a religion, which was great because I got to blend in everywhere and I got to make every type of friend I wanted to without feeling that type of rejection. But at the same time, it was like, where should I fit? And then growing up with, again, a Romanian mother and a Moroccan father, I'm Eastern European, but I'm Middle Eastern. And, you know, I grew up in China also. I have brothers who've been living in China and Shanghai for the last 20 years now. It's crazy. So I summered and wintered in China. And so a lot of my time too, I said, okay, so where does my identity fit in? Because I do look a bit Asian. So people always identify me as, oh, okay, so like, are you part Chinese? No, I'm not Chinese whatsoever. Although I feel Chinese in my blood, so I don't know what that means. And I have Spanish roots, hence my last name. And so growing up, always feeling like I was everywhere but nowhere, I had to create my own identity based on what I wanted to represent. And where did that resonate? And I actually built Goss and started Goss when I was 19. It was a thought at 19. It wasn't actually on paper yet. Well, actually, it was on paper. Sorry. It was on paper as in I was thinking about who I wanted to be, and I was 19, I was lost, and I was like, do I want to be back in university? Do I want to open a business? At the time, I had opened a business, and it failed. So I was like, okay, what's next for me? And I remember just being on the floor of my apartment, at the time living with my 15-year-old sister, and just scribbling on a piece of paper, being like, okay, who do you want to become? Like, what's this woman that you really idolized, because I never really idolized a celebrity or a particular artist or athlete growing up. So I said, okay, what does the perfect ideal woman look like to you? And I started to draw this like woman that wore a business suit and she was wearing fur and she had heels on and she was beautiful, but she was confident and she was strong and she was independent and she just carried herself and you felt her aura when she walked into a room. And I said, that's the woman I want to be. At the time, I didn't realize what I was doing, but I was actually building to meet the identity of a Goss. And then fast forward a few years later, at 21 is when the idea actually came to life and formed into my online blog, but the identity stayed. And so when I started to interview and meet Gossy women, those were the women that inspired me to become better. And then little, you know, now fast forward 3 years into that, I created this community of women that resonate with the original Goss, which is in essence the me that I wanted to become and that I became and that I embodied based on this identity. And so I think it's so powerful to stay true to ourselves, even when we don't really know what that looks like. You know how sometimes you just have this like thought or vision of the perfect you, but you know you're not there yet. Oh, but like she's 10 pounds lighter, or he has this much money in the bank, or she's married to this amazing person and they've got this perfect life. When you're not there yet, you just assume that that can't be me because I'm not that person. But the truth is, you are that person. You just have obstacles and challenges before you can truly embody that character. And then you and who you really are will always shine regardless of these goals that you set. I don't know how I always end up going into like a motivational, inspiring, like I can't just talk the talk. It's so interesting. This will happen when you're just too self-aware, I guess. I've done a lot of work on myself over the years. Also just, again, interviewing so many people and getting to know so many people. It's an interesting thing. So going back to I don't know where I went off on that, but what I was trying to say is be authentic, be yourself, but don't ever, ever think that you cannot have something or become someone because you're not there yet. I think that's what I was trying to get to. It's a lot of the times we assume that, you know, this athlete or this artist or this celebrity or influencer has something that we don't. Like, they must have this special power. They must have magic inside of them. There's something that's not actually human for them to be able to do what they did. It's not true whatsoever. I promise you this because I have spoken to every single person that you could imagine fits that type of criteria. Meaning, I've spoken to the athlete, the Olympic athlete that got that gold medal. I've spoken to the billionaire who sold his company after 20 years to Microsoft. Spoken to people who have built hotels from nothing. So I know the formula is not any different than what you think it is. It really comes from, again, I'm going to say this, their level of confidence of what they expect from themselves and having the guts or the chutzpah to ask the world for it. I think that's the difference between you and that person or you and your future you. And there's so many scenarios where I can talk about that where it has happened in my own life. And I always push the envelope on purpose. And then some people will be like, but who does she think she is? I know who I am. And I'm sure people are saying that. And that's fine. That's good for them. I hope that I trigger something inside of them. Because then hopefully it'll drive them to want it to. Or to say, if she has it, I can get it. Right? That's the goal. And that's the goal of my platform, really. And that's why I really want you guys to kind of partake on this side of this journey now with me. Yes, I've built the foundation and I'm layering the bricks. And I think it's time to explain or to show people how I did it and how I'm doing it. Because it's obviously not everybody has the luxury or the fortune to sit and ask these people questions all day and pick their brains. And I'm very grateful that that is my life and that I have these types of people in my network. But I almost feel like it's also my duty and responsibility to share that information with everybody else and to be the messenger. So I think what I'm also going to do with this podcast, since we're now brainstorming, is get those types of people on the podcast, right? Pick their brains. Do a lot of my interviews that I do written on audio, because not everybody also has time to read, I've noticed. And we just read a lot all day, so it's kind of like going to be your time off. It's both our times off. So this is my first introduction. I think I have to have a sign off. That's what they say on Google. So I'm going to go with, thank you for listening. My name is Rebecca Perez from Gosh. And I don't know what to say, actually. What should be my real sign-off? It should be like, hey, Gossy. That's like, we've said that so many times now. I feel like it's like a cult. Okay, I'm going to stop now because I think it's just too late. Saturday morning, 2:39 a.m. The jet lag has obviously hit me and the boost ends. So I'm going to go to bed, y'all. And I will see you next week for another episode of How to Be Gossy. Kiss, kiss. XOXO. All right, I'm done.